With an Evinrude motor and Minn Kota troller and Lowrance fish finder or two. We push off the dock just before 5 o'clock and go sailing off into the blue.
You're back with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we continue to broadcast from Fish Camp in the Columbia River Gorge. And one of the groups that's here, like we told you at the beginning of the show, are a number of outdoors writers. One such writer that I always enjoy spending time with is Dennis Dauble. He's the author of a brand new book. He's written a few before, but he's got a new compilation of short stories that you'll find in his book, One More Last Cast. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John.
So, Dennis, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about One More Last Cast?
Well, the book is another collection of short stories, my second one. The intent is to humor and inform, is what I always tell people. This one, I organize it into three kind of general areas. One are fishing trips that were taken around what I call my home waters, the Mid-Columbia region. And then another part I call far-flung adventures. Takes the readers to Baja, Lake Michigan, Oregon coast, Alaska. And then the last one gets into the kind of stories that I really like to write the most. It's called Human Nature. And so it gets into things that happen, human behaviors, if you will, that occur on fishing trips.
So, Dennis, you live in the Tri-Cities, and when it comes to your home waters, what are a couple of the topics that you cover in One More Last Cast?
Well, such things as people go crazy when there's huge runs of sockeye, things that occur when you're on a fishing trip and you think you're the best angler around, and then you go out with somebody and you realize you're second rate. Where you go out and maybe the motor breaks down and you have to have a contingency plan. So common things. The things in the end sometimes lead to conflict between fishing partners, for example.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. All of those things you just mentioned can indeed lead to some conflict. But I kind of get the hint there's some humor involved here, too. And I'm guessing that goes into your human nature stories. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about some humor that they might find in One More Last Cast?
Well, one story has to do with something that happened over several years with my mother, where I would always bring her fish, and I figured that was his penance for knocking a robin out of a cherry tree one day and making her cry when I was a kid. So I'd always bring her fish. But then later I found out that she was be trading the fish with some of her friends. And then I had to ask her, Mom, do you really want fish or not? She said, sure, I always want fish. But that also led into a digression about how she traps squirrels. My 94-year-old mother, anyway.
Okay. That definitely sounds like it's got a lot of humor involved in that one. Last question for you. If that wasn't your favorite story in the book, what was your favorite story that you got to share with readers in One More Last Cast?
Well, I've had people ask me that before, and I tell them my favorite story is the one that I just finished, but the affections for that story might be challenged by the story I'm working on at that time. So each story is kind of like my children. They're all different, and I love them all for different ways.
Great answer. All right, we've got to go. But before we do, let's tell folks where they can buy One More Last Cast. And I'm guessing if they just Google your name, Dennis Dauble, spelled D-A-U-B-L-E, on Amazon.com in the book section, they're going to find One More Last Cast there, aren't they?
Yes, they can. They can also go straight to my website if they would like a signed copy mailed to them. Website's DennisDaubleBooks.com, or they could go to my publisher, Keokie Press, which is out of Sandpoint, Idaho.
That's DennisDaubleBooks.com. Dennis Dauble, Dauble spelled D-A-U-B-L-E, DennisDaubleBooks.com. One More Last Cast is his latest collection of short stories, but he's got a couple of other books out there, too, you may want to read. They are great reading, and Dennis is a great writer based right here in the Pacific Northwest. Dennis, thanks for sharing this with us, and great seeing you again at Fish Camp.
Thanks a lot, John. It was fun as usual.
Well, if you're wondering how the fishing is in the Columbia River Gorge this past week, I think I'm in a good position to tell you. We'll start off with some of the tributaries of the Columbia River, the first one being the Klickitat River, which last week was completely blown out. Rumor has it one of the tribes was doing some work on a diversion dam. Things didn't go well, and that water was pretty darn chocolatey. Tough to fish when the water's like that. Over on the Deschutes River, it wasn't too crowded, mainly because Interstate 84 was closed. A lot of folks who make the trip over from the greater Portland area simply couldn't make it over in a timely manner, and that left plenty of room for everyone else to fish. There were some steelhead being caught on the Deschutes, which is closed below Moody Rapids, but if you're willing to make the hike in on the trails on either side of the river above it, you've got a fair shot at a steelie. The salmon were also coming in greater numbers as the week progressed, and there were several bank anglers that hooked into fall Chinook while I was there. I was one of them, though my hookup didn't last very long at all, and the best epic fail I saw was a gentleman who was standing in a float tube in the river. You have to stand on the rocks. You can't float in the float tube. He hooked a Chinook that went airborne, was probably 20 plus pounds, and we all got to see that fish break him off. Other anglers did better than us. They got their fish in. So again, if you're willing to make a hike up the Deschutes, it's not a bad idea. If you just want lots and lots of fish, well, smallmouth bass are definitely the way to go on the John Day River. I was at Cottonwood Canyon State Park, hiked about 4 miles, probably hooked about 60 bass. None of them big. I did see one bass. It was probably about 2 pounds, but by and large, most of the bass you're going to hook here are going to be 8 inches or less. Still, if you're looking for some great hiking, some great scenery, and lots of hookups, this is a great bet. Heading to the Columbia River, oversized sturgeon fishing in terms of catch and release fishing was very good near John Day Dam. A 10-footer was caught. As a matter of fact, the one boat targeting oversized sturgeon at fish camp had great luck catching and releasing multiple fish, basically until the angler's arms gave out. And when you're talking about 7 to 10-foot sturgeon, that doesn't take many fish to wear you out. The warm water fish were also biting on the Columbia River. Casey Hoshak, formerly with the Walleye Warriors and now with Permascent LLC, was having a great time catching lots of eater-sized walleye. So was Walleye Willie Ross. A few smallmouth bass were also caught. And some of those walleye, some of those bass were pretty good size too. However, the star of the show on the Columbia River was definitely the Chinook salmon, and the place to catch them, right off the mouth of the Deschutes. Two ways to do it. You could troll spinners behind flashers, or you could try hover fishing eggs just off the bottom. Both techniques worked quite well, at least until the wind came up in the afternoon and pushed those boats off the water. So as you can see, despite the smoke from the wildfires this month, the Columbia River Gorge is a great place to go fishing. There's a lot of good bets out there and only a couple that need some improvement at the moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about some great fishing reels that won't break the bank, and we'll share some fishing reports from other parts of the Great Northwest.
Bet-making figure eights with musky spinners and lures. Oh, honey, I love you, and that's not a lie. Musky guides all tell the truth. This must be the reason why I miss fishing more than I miss you.
The Road is calling you to experience one of Oregon's seven wonders, the Wallowas. So grab your family and spend some time exploring Northeast Oregon's Wallowa County. Visit the State Park at the head of glacier-carved Wallowa Lake. Travel the Hells Canyon Scenic Byway. Feel the pioneer spirit, Nez Perce history, and see our Western arts and bronzes. Ascend to the top of Mount Howard on the tram, and you'll see why Wallowa County is one of Oregon's most scenic and adventurous vacation wonders. This summer, take the road that leads to wonders. It begins at WallowaCountyChamber.com.
Stehekin Valley Ranch may well be one of the most spectacular places to visit in the lower 48. Located at the headwaters of Lake Chelan in Washington's North Cascades, we can only be reached by boat, plane, or foot. Stehekin takes back simple pleasures and adventures. Hike, fish, kayak, ride a horse, or just relax while soaking in the views. You can do it all at our family-owned ranch. Book your summer stay now at StehekinValleyRanch.com. That's StehekinValleyRanch.com.